Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Augusto Perez, and shalom. Today we continue on our series of messages from Beyond the Veil. And today I'm going to be talking about something very interesting. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be talking about a few things that are very interesting and serious at the same time. And we have some good news, and we have some not so good news to share on today's program regarding these things that are happening. So we're going to be talking about things that have been going on since the April 8 solar eclipse. Remember I told you there were going to be 40 days that will be ending on Pentecost Sunday, May 19th. And depending on what happened in those 40 days, you know, there were going to be 40 days of testing and trial. And, you know, and depending on what happened on those 40 days, either judgment would follow or maybe a reprieve from judgment, just like it happened in Nineveh. So we talked about that last week. And if you have been missing some of these messages, you know, there's kind of links between the messages, one to the other. So I recommend those of you that were not able to listen to previous messages that we did here, if you have an opportunity to do so, because you will be definitely blessed and informed about a lot of things. So there's something going on, folks. There's something going on. There seems to be reports that are coming in right now. And, you know, these are just maybe rumors, or maybe I have not been able to vet them yet. Okay, the sources and so forth. But there seems to be a lot of activity in the background being done by the Khazarians, the mafia, the Kabbalistic Khazarian mafia, the rich men of the earth. The Bible calls them the rich men of the earth, the movers and shakers. They're in a real push to bring in the new world order, folks. And so there is reports about this. We have been talking about this on some of our other programs, how this country is eventually going to end up in a civil war and or a revolutionary war or a independence war, however you want to call it. There's even a movie that came out in April called Civil War. So these people know what they're doing. And this seems to be, again, I'm not at liberty to share some of these details because I haven't, I haven't vetted them. But this seems to be going all the way up to General Flynn, from the rumors I'm hearing. And it seems like there is a push. There is a push to bring down the not just the United States, but to bring all the nations into the new world order by next year, by the middle of next year. And so this is all tied in. I'm going to try to break it down for you, okay? So be patient. I'm going to try to break it down for you because this is all one big puzzle, as I have shared to you so many times before. We're dealing with a big puzzle. And the puppeteer, the man, the people in charge of putting this thing together, they are very, very intelligent. They're extremely intelligent. They're not of this earth. They are extremely intelligent. And an extremely evil. And what they have in mind for you and me and the human race, especially those that do not cooperate, it's not very good. So according to what I'm hearing, okay, and again, I cannot vet this, and I'm only going to share some things, and then I'm going to continue on, because there are a lot of dots to connect here. This is going to be a very interesting radio podcast, so you better pay attention, okay? This is going to be a very interesting podcast, and I'm going to be talking about different things that are tied together, and it's incredible. It's incredible, folks, the things that are happening, and many people do not realize what's going on, but it seems like the majority of the UN members now want to push ahead and just ram it down the throats of the people of the United States and the whole world, this new world order. And they're hammering out the details that, you know, like I told you, they were working on the pandemic treaty, and more on that in a moment. They remember that the WHO was working together with the United Nations. They were working together to make this happen. However, the WHO, they hit a huge bump, and they were slowed down. And I'll talk about that in a moment. But they were working with the UN to usher in this new pandemic, and with the bringing in of this new pandemic, or should we call it a plandemic, they were going to bring in martial law and take away the liberties of the people. This is what they were working with, who was working to bring this about. They remember the pandemic treaty, more on that in a moment, with the United Nations. They were working together. And so, according to the leaks that have come through, again, I have not been able to vet this, the United Nations was already planning to implement the Iron Mountain. And some of you have heard about the Iron Mountain. And that was the Iron Mountain. It was a blueprint for tyranny. And this came out years ago. And they basically, in that document, they talked about how they were going to, how they were going to bring this about, and they were going to cause, you know, all kinds of false flags and things like that, and they were going to use these things to implement the new world order, and that document is still available. You can have access to it. It's still, you can find it on the internet. This is one of the reasons why they're trying to crack down on the internet so bad. And back then when this report first came out, it has a lot of things in it. It has the assassination of President Kennedy. It has a lot of things in it, folks. And it's a good read. It's a covert agenda to bring in the new world order and America under the control of the UN. And so this document and the conclusions that were reached there began to be implemented in the United States without the knowledge or the consent of the people. Slowly, bit by bit, it has been going on. And it is extremely frightening. It is extremely dangerous, and but it's happening. It's kind of the frog in the boiling pot of water, slowly raising up the temperature. They have been doing this to the people in the U.S. and the world, slowly raising up the temperature 1 degree at a time, so that by now most people, they're accepting, and they have accepted it. However, something went wrong, seriously wrong, with the last pandemic, the COVID-19. They try to push too hard, too fast, and there were some really very tragic consequences as a result of that, and the people started revolting, and the people are still revolting. And so what happened was they woke up a sleeping giant. Not everybody is awoke yet. No, not everybody's awakened yet, but a lot of people have awakened because they pushed too hard, too fast, for reasons I don't know, but I can surmise, which we're not going to talk about at this time, but there are reasons, there are supernatural reasons why they had to do this. And so this is what they began to do. They wanted to convert America into a police state, and the world for that matter, beginning with Europe and those countries like Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and America. They have tried really, really hard, but America is a different animal altogether. Because in America, we have this little piece of paper called Constitution of the United States of America. And they have tried to destroy it. They have tried to circumvent it. They have tried to go around it. They have tried to ignore it. But of course, there are the courts. And the courts, if they have a judge that's got any salt in him, he's got any sand in him, he's got any patriotism in him, he's got any credibility, he's got any character, he's going to stand up and say, no, we're not going to do that. And so this is the problem that they have faced with America. America is a different kind of animal. The other problem they have faced with America is the fact that 2/3 of the United States is armed to the teeth. And they don't know what to do with it. They have tried and tried and tried to pass laws to do away with guns unsuccessfully. And so this is a situation that we are in right now. And I have been to other countries, folks. I mean, if you think that just because you leave the country, you're going to be safe, let me tell you something. I have been in many other countries. And in those other countries, you're not allowed to have a gun. You're not allowed to have a gun. And if they, the police there and the law is brutal. It's very brutal. And so, you know, similar to, you know, so you have an idea. It's similar to what is going on in Washington, D.C. It's something like that. What they did in Washington, D.C. with the January 6th, that's what happens in third world countries that I'm talking about. They throw you in jail. They don't give you a hearing. Nobody ever knows what happened to you. They mistreat you. They abuse you. They can do whatever they want to you. Nobody can say anything. That's right. This is happening in Washington, D.C., which, by the way, is not part of the United States. It's a different animal. It's a different entity controlled by these same people, the Khazarian Jews, the rich men of the earth. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so this is going on right now. They were wanting to usher in this Iron Mountain. Exactly like it was stated in the blueprint. I mean, bit by bit. I'm going to go over it again because I have not had a chance to really read it carefully and methodically and carefully. I read it, but not like that. And let me tell you something. They were planning on doing this. They were planning to do this quickly with the United States, break it down. You know, they already had done this. They had broken down the world into areas. And Canada was going to be area, America area 0001. the U.S., America, Area 0002, then Mexico 0003, and so forth and so on, Central America, South America, and the world, Europe, and the world in general. All the names of nations were going to be gone, and this was going to be basically the new names in the new world order, and all the governments and things were going to be basically absorbed or taken over slowly, or maybe not so slowly, by the UN. And so they were planning, from what I'm reading, from what I have read, and from the things that I have seen, they were planning to bring this about next year. And so, and this is tied in to the pandemic treaty, okay? And what they were planning is not very pretty. I'm not going to get into it because I'm going to believe that this is not going to happen, but you probably have an idea. I mean, when the government takes over everything, schools, hospitals, universities, and they're going to take even, they were going to dissolve some parts of the government of the United States, except Congress, and then they were going to slowly take over that. I mean, this is not a pretty thing what these people are planning, and we're planning, and they're still planning. And I share that because I wanted to share something else. And they're referring to this as the UN Directive 001. Anyway, they have a directive for each nation, depending on the area where you live. If it's some other country, it will be a different number. But this is what they had planned. However, like they say, and we have been praying, folks, and thank you all for those of you out there, the intercessors, that have been praying relentlessly and have not given up. You have stayed like true warriors. You have been hit hard by the enemy. You have been shaken. You have been sifted by the enemy and the forces of darkness. And yet you have remained true. You have not waved a white flag. You have not surrendered. You have not given up on Jesus Christ. You have not turned your back on God. No. You have stayed faithful, and the Lord will reward you. And remember, I told you repeatedly that we were in a test. That we were in a test. We were going through a test, a big, long, difficult test. We're still in it. It's not finished yet. It has been very, very difficult. I have had to go through things very, very, very difficult for me. And I'm still going through them. And that's all I'm going to say. Don't ask me. Don't write and ask me. I'm not going to say. That's all I'm going to say. If God leads me to share something, I will. But that's all I'm going to say. Only God knows. Only God knows, really. Not even my wife knows. Not even my family knows. Only God knows the things I've been going through. And but let me share something with you, because we have been praying. We have been praying hard, and we have been praying long about many of these things. And I want to, again, congratulate you. You know, faithful intercessors, and those of you that are with us, and those of you that are not with us, that you know, you're out there, you listen to our programs, and you pray, and you intercede according to things that we share. God bless you. God bless you mightily. You shall see your rewards soon. You shall see your rewards soon. And there are things here that I want to share with you, because it is very, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting indeed. Very, very interesting indeed. There is a document that came out from the World Health Organization, the WHO. It came out on April 17, okay, just a week ago, or roughly a week ago. And this is the proposed document, the text for the eighth meeting, the WGIHR meeting scheduled for April 22 to 26. Remember, I told you about that, to keep that in prayer. Remember, I repeatedly told you to pray for that, what they were planning on doing. Remember that. Remember that I share these things with you repeatedly, several times, over and over again. Remember that. I share all these things with you. I shared with you the fact that we needed to pray about this. And I shared with you what the World Health Organization was planning to do. That if they approved this, it was going to hand over to the WHO the power to control and legal authority to override the national sovereignty of the nations. And they were going to use the threat of a pandemic to declare an international health emergency overriding national governments. Now, this, I have been talking about this now for some time, and we have been praying, and there's a lot of people out there praying. And this plan that they had, okay, the WHO has, they still have it. I will share more about it in a moment. This is called the Global Accord on Pandemic Prevention, Preparedness, and Response. Okay, they wanted to codify it. They wanted to implement it. They had to finish it. But in order to finish it, they had to get the approval of the nations and the people. And so that they could eventually then, they were going to usher in this pandemic that a lot of people have been talking about it, right? You know who I'm talking about, all the same people that have been talking about this, that there is a pandemic coming, blah, blah, blah. Because they are the spokespersons of these individuals, this rich man of the earth, this elite, this Kabbalistic Khazarians mafia. And so they were working together with the United Nations to bring about, like I shared with you before, the implementation of the Iron Mountain. And this is one of the pieces of the puzzle that I am inserting today into the puzzle, which was missing. We knew about this global accord on the pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response that WHO was working on. We knew about that. We've been talking about that. But what we had not talked about was how close they were working together with the United Nations. Because remember, I told you they were now working with the UN. And I thought that was kind of strange. Why the WHO was working all of a sudden on this with the UN, and voila, it seems like the cat is out of the bag, and they were planning on implementing what Iron Mountain is talking about, what that document talks about. And so this is something that I have been saying, and then this document just came out. And what this document says, folks, listen to me closely, because this is great news. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Father. You're a God that still answers prayers. You're a God that still answers prayers. You're still God that still answers prayer. Thank you. Thank you. According to some reports now beginning to make the internet, this is why they want the internet off. This is why they don't want people to be able to read these things, to keep people in the dark. So pray that they're not able to bring down the internet, because this is your only source of information. You're not going to get this on the lamestream media. You're not going to get it there, people. So pray like you have never prayed before, that the Lord continues to give us access to the internet so that we can talk about these things. Because this is the only way you people out there are going to be able to know what is about to happen and prepare accordingly. Because this is what this is all about. This is not about fear mongering. This is about preparation and prayer and intercessory prayer to balance these things so that this does not happen. According to reports now, the WHO, the World Health Organization, has backed off on the pandemic treaty. You heard me right. It has backed off the pandemic treaty, and it has made substantive changes to address many of the concerns that people had. Now, this thing here that I'm going to share with you, pandemic treaty, or the draft that they're going to submit now from that is coming up, you know, soon. It's starting now. It's starting in April 20. What were the dates I gave? 22 to 26, I think it is. Because the public outcry was so massive, so widespread, and the prayers of the lambs of God were so intense and so much, so overwhelming, the WHO has substantially revised its proposed international health regulations, the IHR amendments, and it dialed it back a notch. Does that mean, Augusto, that the threat is over? No. By no means is the threat over. But he has basically, this is a victory in that they have had to dial back this plan. In other words, they had to take a step backwards, if I may put it that way. It's not that they are not going to continue to push for this thing. You understand me? But they have taken a step backwards. So to give us a more of a breathing room here. So according to the group Us for Them UK, the changes are a victory for national democracy, free speech, and human rights. And all of the substantive concerns presented to the WHO working group for the IHR amendments have been trimmed back. And one of the biggest changes being that the WHO's, the World Health Organization's, recommendations will be non-binding. Remember, they were binding? So in Article 13A, which, by the way, I have it, and we're going to post this with this program today, basically it says, and that is in Article 13A.1. And if you go there, we're going to post it. But if you go there, Article 13.1, it says that it would, you know, which would have required member states to follow directives of the WHO as to the guiding and coordinating authority for international public health, has been dropped entirely. Okay, so they have dropped the part that all the member states, in other words, all the countries, okay, that follow the directives of the WHO as to the guiding and coordinating authority for international public health has been dropped entirely. So that is a big win in that sense. And so let me see. I'm trying to find Article 13 here. I'm looking at the document. And so bear with me for a moment here. Article 13, which is public health response, including access to health products. And so here, this has been amended. This has been amended from the original document. And so this now is, that part where the member states had to follow the directives of the WHO. In other words, once they passed this amendment, every country, and the United States had given its consent, every country that was a member and accepted this and was a part of this and a member of the World Health Organization, once this thing was passed, they had to follow, they were forced to follow the directives of the WHO. And so, in the guiding and coordinating authority for the public health, if they declare it a national emergency, if they declare a disease, a pandemic, that was it. All they had to do was usher in another one. And then using this as an excuse, they could basically take over a country. You would see blue helmets all around, everywhere. You would see the United Nations taking over every area of the government. And this is what would have led to the Iron Mountain, the fulfillment of Iron Mountain. However, that did not happen. They were forced to drop that, at least momentarily. It doesn't mean that they're going to pick it up later. But momentarily, they have been forced to drop it. And then another change that they did was the erasure of the proposal that would have struck from the amendments wording that recognizes the dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms of human beings. So basically, in the original document, they had no room for any of these words: dignity, human rights, freedom, fundamental freedoms of human beings. So they were also forced to remove that. And so if you are concerned about the WHO suddenly attaining dictatorial powers at the potential of a health emergency, public health emergency, they say that they were only going to be able to do this if the conditions demonstrated that an international coordinated action was necessary. Right. Right. So according to this document, the new one that they are proposing, that they're going to talk about and implement, they say in this meeting now taking place soon, they say that what happened during the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic in terms of how WHO applies its IHRS will remain the same, okay? So basically what they're saying is it's not going to change. The same way we handled the COVID-19 pandemic, quote unquote, the same way it was handled, we handled it it's the way it's going to be handled. You know, we're going to keep on handling it that way, which is not what was proposed. Or, you know, originally what they wanted to do was expand the reach and the power and the authority of WHO and the United Nations to also include all risks with the potential to impact public health. So it's not going to be expanded according to what I'm reading. Now, the thing about this is, and the remaining concern, according to the people that know the experts that have read this document and have issued their opinion, is the fact that the United States, you know, member states, all member states, in this case, the United States, will be the one responsible for implementing whatever WHO recommends as they choose, which means that if this, if the U.S. government, which we know is corrupted, and these people, right, the Zionists are in charge, in control, and you know, they would have the power and the privilege of deciding how we the people get treated during the next public health. So again, it goes down to the government. It will not be required by WHO that the nations, member nations, have to abide by it or forced to abide by it. Okay? Are you following me? They're not going to be forced according to this new pandemic treaty, but each nation may decide how to implement it. So we're not out of the woods yet. The U.S. is not out of the woods yet. And so, again, other provisions that were diluted, or in other words, scaled down, according to us, for them, UK, include details about the surveillance mechanisms that would have allowed the WHO to mandate the finding of thousands of potentially new so-called pandemic signals, as well as provisions that would have pushed the adoption of digital health passports. So remember, one of the results of this thing was that they were going to be able to implement digital health passports, remember? And so this document now, as it currently exists from the draft of the World Health Organization, this is called an interim draft. It could still be modified further. So they are working over it to make the final, if you will, the final changes, the final editing as to how it will appear in its final form. So this is what's happening regarding that. So from so far, from what I've read regarding this, this is a win for medical freedom and for liberty. But we still are not out of the woods. Like I said, we still have to be vigilant, because this entity, these people, are not to be trusted. They're not to be trusted. And the best way out of this thing is to leave the WHO altogether. To leave the WHO altogether. And so this thing here that I'm talking about, this is great news. This is great news. And I do believe that the Lord answered our prayers. I do believe the Lord handed us a victory here. The Lord saw the heart of the people. He saw how the people, you know, were praying. Some of them even fasting. And so the pandemic treaty that was going to hand over the keys to the governments of all the nations of the earth and basically ushering into a global government, and they were preparing for it, and they are still preparing for it. Do not be deceived. They are still preparing for it. We are not out of the woods. This is a victory. And so we have, you know, we have been given some more time. We have been given some more time. And thank God for this. But we are not out of the woods yet. And, you know, this whole thing is been happening while the people were watching the solar eclipse. Watching the solar eclipse, and this thing was happening. So so we need to be very alert. We need to keep praying. We need to keep this in prayer, because this is still not over, folks. It's not over until it's over. Like Yogi Berra used to say, it's not over until it's over. And so we have to keep alert. We have to stay informed, and we have to stay in prayer. We have to keep our knees on the ground, and we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. And the other thing I wanted to talk about, and with this, you know, probably it's going to be the closing, because we only have a little bit of time left. This has been just, you know, very, very interesting report here I shared with you. Anyway, this is why there's all this activity going on in Congress. All these conservatives, so-called conservatives, rhinos, resigning, stepping down from Congress. You know, there's a lot of pushing going on, folks. There's a lot of activity going on. A lot of pushing and shoving for control of Congress, control of the government, of the U.S. government, because of these things that I mentioned to you. The other thing that was very interesting was the massive altar for a red hay for sacrifice that was constructed in Israel. Now, this is something that, you know, it's necessary if they want to build a temple. So they have been flying red heifers over to, you know, from the state of Texas over to Israel, you know, getting preparation. And whenever I read these things, whenever I hear about these things, it just sends shivers down my spine. The sacrilege, the barbaric sacrilege that these people are about to do. These so-called Jews and the Christians that are totally ignorant about this. They're applauding this. They're just eating it up. There's a lot of Christians that are even moving over to Israel to help in this endeavors. They're so ignorant. Apparently they haven't learned anything. They have bought into the Zionist propaganda. They have bought into it. They have bought into it lock, stock, and barrel, and they just will not wake up. They refuse to wake up. They refuse to wake up. It's like my old boss that I used to have over there. Well, not my boss, but he was the boss of the Miami-Dade Water and Sewer Authority, and I had to go, you know, deal with him whenever I wanted some plans approved, some engineering plans, some water and sewer plans approved in that area. And he had a big sign in his top desk there in front of, on top of the desk, everybody would see it when they went to talk to him. And this is what the sign said: don't confuse me with facts. My mind's made up. And so, this is what's going on, folks. This is what's going on. And this, a lot of people are going to say, this is anti-Semitic. Augusto, you're against the Jews, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not against the Jews. I am not anti-Semitic. I am not against the Jews. I love the Jews. I love the people. I love everybody. I'm talking about the corrupt people that have taken over the state of Israel. Just like I love the American people, but I am against the corrupt people that have taken over the government of this nation. Does that make me anti-American? Of course not. Just like it does not make me anti-Jew or anti, you know, or anti-Semitic. Absolutely not. I love the Jewish people. Some of my best friends are Jewish people. I love the Jewish people. If they're real Jews, I love them. But what we are dealing here is a corrupt regime. And many of these people have their hand into a lot of things that are going on in the world today. And some of those things are not good. These people in control there. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so, you know, you have to understand some things. And many of you still are ignorant of the Bible. You still do not understand the Word of God. You still do not. You still have swallowed up line, hook, and sinker the teachings that have been given to you by the, what I call, you know, like I call them the, you know, we call the conservatives, right, Republicans rhinos, right? Republicans in name only. And some of these people, Christians in name only. Instead of rhinos is sinos. Christians in name only. They're not really Christians. They don't read the Word of God. They don't have no clue what the Word of God says. They only believe what they have been taught, and they have heard others, but they themselves have never studied the Word of God to show themselves approved. And this is the problem that we have. This is the problem that we have today in Christianity. And, many people read the 70th week of Daniel in Daniel 9, and they still do not understand it. People just do not understand that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, the whole system of ceremonies, red heifers, sacrifices, the whole schmuck, the whole thing came down, tumbling down. Yeshua brought it down. That was the end. That was the end of all that. And this is the reason why it says in Daniel 9:27, that's what it says, That's what it says there, that, you know, let me read it to you, because I want you to get it. I want you to get it from from the scriptures. And I'm also going to recommend that you read an article that I wrote there in our website, theappearance.com. Go to questions and answers and go to page 2. And when you go to page 2, you're going to see there Daniel's 70th week and the abomination of desolation. And there's question 1 and question number 2. And so you read that. You need to read that, because when you read that, you're going to see exactly the fact that all of this was already fulfilled. Everything was already fulfilled. But these people, these sinos, still, they are talking about, you know, this is going to happen, and they're going to build an altar, and they're going to build a temple, and then blah, 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 and the sacrifices, and oh, this is going to, the Antichrist is going to go there, and he's going to desecrate the temple, and that is the abomination of desolation. Oh, my goodness. How many times do you need to hear something to get it? How many times do you need to hear and see something in the scriptures? It says there, I mean, if you go there to the article, I don't have time to go over everything and explain it, but if you go there, it will explain everything. It will dot every I and cross every T. Go to theappearance.com and go to questions and answers tab. Click on that. As easy as pie. Click on that tab. questions and answers, and then you're going to see the page go all the way down to page two, okay? Or click on the side that says page two. Click on that, and when you go to page two, go down to the 70th week of Daniel. And you're going to read there part one, you know, question one and question two, and the abomination of desolation. You're going to see the abomination of desolation has nothing to do with the Antichrist desecrating the so-called temple that they're going to build there with all the rat heifers. There is no scripture in the Bible that says this has got to happen, people. Don't you understand that? There are no scriptures in the Word of God that tell us that Israel is going to build a second temple and they're going to do sacrifices there, and then the Antichrist is going to go there and he's going to do all this. There are no scriptures in the Word of God, period. This is all being made up by Jesuits. Alberto Rivera talked about it. Alberto Rivera talked about it in great detail, how they had messed the whole thing up, and they were the ones that came up with all of those alternative interpretations. Uh-huh. Because they are, basically, they are wanting to take the eyes of the people away from the papacy. That was the intention. Take the eyes of the people away from the papacy and put it in the future where it can do no harm, because the future hasn't happened yet. And all the early church fathers believed what I'm telling you. They believed exactly what I'm telling you. All the Bible commentaries, Matthew Henry, Adam Clark, Albert Barnes, all of these great Bible commentaries of old, they believed exactly like I'm telling you. So where did this doctrine come from, Augusto? You answer that. This is a new one. This is a new doctrine. This is not old. This is very recent. And so goes back after 70 in Daniel 9:26. It was actually starting in 24. 70 weeks are determined upon your people and upon your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. All of that was fulfilled by our precious Messiah. All of that. Then in 25 it says, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, Yeshua, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. That is 69 weeks. And the street shall be built again on the wall, even in troublesome times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. He was crucified. And the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Those are the Romans, the Roman Empire. And the Prince of the people of the Prince that shall come, that Prince is the angelic principality. If you read, you have to read the whole, you have to read Daniel, the whole book of Daniel, to get the idea of what I'm talking about. The language that the angels use, when you hear the word prince, they're talking about principalities. The Prince of Persia, the Prince Michael, my prince, the Prince of Greece. And this now referring to the Roman prince, the Roman Empire, the prince that the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And in the end, it will be a flood. And until the end, war desolations are determined. This also happened. What happened to the city of Jerusalem is, read the book of Josephus. Listen to our teaching, Daniel Unsealed. Do yourself a favor and listen to it. All of it. You will learn a few things. I went through a lot of details there. I went into what the ancient... what the church fathers had to say about all of that. I went and talked about what Josephus had to say about all of that. It's all there. But you got to put in the time, precious people. It's all free. You better take advantage of it while it's still up. I don't know how much longer we may have this. And you may have the ability to go there and have access to all this information for free. And then says, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for a week. Well, notice, well, Augusto, there it is. There's the Antichrist signing a covenant. It doesn't say that he's going to sign a new covenant. He says, he shall confirm the covenant. That is to strengthen, to validate the covenant. What covenant? The everlasting covenant that had been promised to Abraham and all the ancient fathers, church fathers, and all the ancient, fathers of the faith, Abraham, Moses, the everlasting covenant. Jesus ratified, confirmed the covenant for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he was killed. Years he was killed, and he caused this, and then he says, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Well, what do you think happened when Jesus died? Right after Yeshua passed away, he was killed and buried and resurrected from the dead. Short time after that, Jerusalem was destroyed. The Levitical priesthood came to an end. There have been no more sacrifices from the time that Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD. Do you know that? Who made that happen? The Almighty. And then he said, and for the overspreading and the abomination, he shall make it desolate. Who? Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and them that are sent unto thee. How often I would have gathered you under my wings as a hen gathers her chicks, but you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. It's right there. He told them. He told them what was going to happen according to Daniel 9:27. He told them, he says, you're going to be left desolate. Anyway, and the abomination of desolation is what the Romans did to Jerusalem. It was horrific. It was horrible. Listen, do yourself a favor and listen to Daniel Unsealed. My time is up. I got to go. I trust and pray that all of this has been a blessing to you. We're going to be continuing next week. Be sure to tune in. Tell somebody about it. And until next time, this is Augusto Perez saying, Shalom.